Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to bring you songs I think are extra special and occasionally putting something odd, a joke, a story, a reading, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. There are no planned wombats tonight, but there is a very wide variety of music. So we're going to start off with Mockingbird by James Taylor and Carly Simon. Full of energy and, I think, love. Mockingbird by James Taylor and Carly Simon. A lot of energy in that song. And the next one's going to be, I think, the gentlest song I have in my library. This is Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek.
Sweet Afton. murmuring stream, flow gently, sweet afton, disturb not her dream. Blackbirds in yon thorny den, thou green crested lapwing, thy screaming forbear. Oh, I charge you, disturb not my slumbering fair. Oh, how lofty, sweet Afton, thy neighboring far marked with the courses of clear winding rills. Then daily I wander as noon rises high. Oh, my flocks and my Mary's sweet God in my eyes.
Afton by Nickel Creek. So the first song on the show was very high energy. That was the Mockingbird. And then we had this really gentle song. And now we're going to one that's probably even more high energy than Mockingbird. This is True Love Never Dies by Cody Canada and the Departed.
Was the last time I made her cry. I talked myself out of believing the true, true love never dies. The first time I thought of returning was just 10 lonesome miles out of town. My foolish pride kept these wheels a-turning, and there was nothing on this earth gonna shut me down. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow. True, true love never dies. You know pride will forsake you by and by. The lonesomeness now surely passes. True, true love never dies. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow.
Never Dies by Cody Canada and the Departed. And the next song is, I guess you might call it a fragment, although I like the idea of calling it a shard. I think when a pottery is dropped and, you know, they're digging through an old city something, they'll find a shard, a piece of pottery. Well, Bob Dylan had written some songs, And they found a little piece of this one, called a shard. And David Rawlings, I think it is, put it into a complete song, which is called Wagon Wheel. So this group is the Old Crow Medicine Show with David Rawlings singing Wagon Wheel. But let me ask you something. Since we're from this part of the world, or know this part of the world, catch this verse. See if you can see how this makes any sense geographically. Walking to the south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's a-heading west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. If you can see how you can go Roanoke, heading west from the Cumberland Gap, that's a little messed up right there, to Johnson City, Tennessee. Anyway, it's a good song. So this is Wagon Wheel.
South to the land of the pine, slumming my way to North Carolina, staring at the road, I pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, and paint me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I could see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. Baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, the North Country winters keep getting me. I lost my mind at playing poker, so I had to walk a leap. But I ain't turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. South out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Wow. That was Wagon Wheel by the Old Crow Medicine Show with David Rawlings. The next song is For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. And most people think this is a protest song about the Vietnam War. The song came out in 1966, right when the Vietnam War was picking up steam. I had just gotten out of the Army in the fall of 65. I just missed it. Lucky me. And the song has all sorts of overtones that make it fit perfectly for Vietnam. It actually was written in a protest, something going on in San Francisco, but I'm going to take it as a war song. So this is Buffalo Springfield with For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. The next song is Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley and Voco. And this is a Sacred Harp song, and I'm a Sacred Harp singer. And if that interests you, Google Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P. But it's just good music. That's what it is. This is Wondrous Love.
When I was sinking down.
That was Wondrous Love, sung by Maura Smiley. The next song is by Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte died just a couple of weeks ago, one of my favorite singers in my life, and I'll be playing songs by him for the next few weeks. This is one I've never played on the show before. It's a set about the time of the crucifixion, so you can figure out the story. This is Take My Mother Home by Harry Belafonte.
I think I heard him say, when he was struggling up the hill, I think I heard him say, take my mother home, then I'll die easy, take my mother home, I'll die so easy, take my mother home. I think I heard him say, when they was raffling off his clothes, I think I heard him say, take my mother. please take my mother home. Please take my mother.
That was Take My Mother Home, sung by Harry Belafonte. Well, I'm going to follow that with another religious one. Oh, this one's a spirited gospel. And this one is called Take Your Shoes Off, Moses, by Courtney Patton.
I'm the Lord thy God.
Shoes Off, Moses by Courtney Patton. And now we're going to have a quite an abrupt change of genres. The next song is a country song. It's Charlie Pride singing Kalijah.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with Indian maid over an antique store. Kalijah, Yoko, just stood there and he never let it show. Thought he could never answer yes or no, no, no. Oh, Lord, Kalijah, give a guy a kiss. Oh, Lord, Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is he any wonder that he's faced? Kalijah was at a port over the lake. He always his Sunday feathers and he held a tommy hawk. The maiden wore a bead and braid and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, just stood there said he never showed a sign, because his heart was made of naughty pine, pine, pine. Poor old Elijah, never got a kiss. Poor old Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is he any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, but that a poor old wooden. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah, just stood there and never let it show. Oh, he could never answer yes or no, no, no. Oh, old Elijah. Never got a kiss. Poor old Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is he any wonder that he's paid to the rent? Elijah, but that a poor old wooden head.
You just heard Charlie Pride singing Collijah. The next song is I Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith. The actual cowboy era in the U.S. was less than 100 years during the time they started driving cattle up north for the slaughter, and then the railroads came in and they didn't have those long trails to go over anymore. And it all changed, but that period of time influenced American history, and a lot of us grew up with Western movies and the whole ideal. This song, I Should Have Been a Cowboy, catches it. And the heroes never really settle down with the heroines. They would give them a kiss and take off for the next adventure. And that's what this song is about. I Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. We'll be right back. should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
Should have been a cowboy by Toby Keith. Usually if I play a traditional song, like an old sea song from deep in the past, I like a traditional artist to play it. But every now and then I'll hit something where a large group, a choral group, organized, catches what for me is the essence of the song. And that's what happened here. This song is High Barbaree, which I know pretty well. And it's a traditional song, goes pretty far back. But it's sung by the U.S. Navy Band. So that's a different group to sing a traditional song. Here they are, High Barbaree.
Look ahead, look a star, look a weather and a lee. Blow high, blow low, and so will sail it we. I see a wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lee. A sailing down along the coast of High Barbaree. Blow high, blow low, blow high, blow low.
Are you a pirate or man of war, cried we? Blow high, blow low, and so sail it we. Oh, I am not a pirate, but a man of war, cried he. A sailing down along the coast of High Barbaree. A sailing, a sailing, a sailing, a sailing, 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 sailing. For broadside, we fought along the main. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we, until at last the frigate shot the pirate's mast away. A sailing down along the coast of High Barbaree.
But oh, it was a cruel sight, and it grieved us full sore. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we, to see them all a-drowning as they tried to swim ashore.
A sail,
a sail,
a sail, a sail.
High Barbaree by the U.S. Navy Band. Another one of my heroes died this week, Gordon Lightfoot, Canadian singer, wonderful songs. He wrote this one, he researched it, did the homework, it's all true. A large freighter went down in one of the Great Lakes, and this is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, sung by Gordon Lightfoot.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the Witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by the late Gordon Lightfoot. Next song is Country Rap, Old Town Road by Little Nas and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't no more. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Old Town Road by Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas. And just time to fit in a quick wombat. This is the Lobster Quadrille from Alice in Wonderland, read by Harry Baya. The Mock Turtle sighed deeply and drew the back of one flapper across his eyes. He looked at Alice and tried to speak, but for a minute or two, sobs choked his voice.
Same as it be out of your bone in his throat, said the Griffin, and it set to work shaking him and punching him in the back. At last, the Mock Turtle recovered his voice, and with tears running down his cheeks, he went on again. You may not have lived much under the sea.
I haven't, said Alice.
And perhaps you were never introduced to a lobster. Alice began to say, I once tasted, but checked herself hastily and said, no, never.
So you can have no idea what a delightful thing a lobster quadrille is.
No, indeed, said Alice. What sort of a dance is it?
Why, said the Griffin, you first form into a line along the seashore.
Two lines, said the Mock Turtle. Seals, turtles, salmon, and so on. Then, when you've cleared off the jellyfish out of the way,
that generally takes some time, interrupted the Griffin.
You advance twice.
Each with a lobster as a partner, cried the Griffin.
Of course, the Mock Turtle said. Advance twice. Set to partners. Change lobsters and retire in the same order, continued the Griffin.
Then, you know, the Mock Turtle went on, you throw the
lobsters, shouted the Griffin with a bound into the air, as far out to sea as you can.
Well, at this point in the story, the song, The Lobster Quadrille, is sung. But I'm going to save that for another time.
That was The Lobster Quadrille from Alice in Wonderland, read by Harry Baya. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you this on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally stick in something odd like the last reading, which I call a wombat. And now it's time to ask you to join me in our audience participation time Are you ready? Come on with me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.